I failed to welcome Father Jacob Gordon, who is helping out Father Kill at St. Isidore and St. Michael's while he is recovering from his illness. He's also living with me during this time. Every time that we celebrate a Feast of Mary, in reality, it's even as much, if not more so, about Jesus himself. The church at the Council of Ephesus in 431 defined Mary to be the Theotokos, or the God-bearer. But the question they took up was mostly they were trying to more fully understand just who Jesus was. And they affirmed Jesus being fully human and divine, because there was some misunderstanding of some in the church. But it was has always, of course, been the constant tradition of the church that Mary has been honored as the Mother of God. And today we hear about that in our second reading from St. Paul's letter to the Galatians, that Jesus was born in the fullness of time, born of a woman. Knowing that Jesus' flesh came from the Blessed Virgin Mary, he shared fully in our humanity. And we also, this feast used to be known as the circumcision of the Lord, which we hear in our gospel today. And as we move into this new year, so often people make New Year's resolutions. And in making New Year's resolutions, what we do is we cut away those things that are not so important from our lives, and we focus on what is the most important. So I propose three New Year's resolutions based off of the life of our Blessed Mother. First, to reflect, to be more reflective, to pray each day. As we hear in the gospel today, and we hear elsewhere in the gospels other times as well, we hear Mary kept these things in her heart, reflecting on them or pondering them. We know how busy our lives can be, how we run the rat race, and we go from one thing to another and to another, but that great need that we have to be able to slow down and to reflect on our lives and to offer our lives and to seek the Lord's guidance in our lives. Perhaps one of the most practical ways we can reflect each day is at the end of the day, yes, of course, making an examination of conscience, which we always should do each night, but also reviewing the day prayerfully, asking the Holy Spirit to reveal to us all those ways that God has worked in our lives throughout the day, all those things we have to be grateful for, and we can give him thanks and praise. So we are called to reflect. Also, like Mary, we are called to trust in the Lord and his provision, that he will provide for us. After we have recognized God's goodness, after we can give him thanks, and we can trust and realize that not everything falls on our shoulders and depends upon us. We can put our trust in our Heavenly Father, just as Mary did, as she said to the angel, "Be it done unto me according to your word." Knowing of God's goodness, we can fully place our trust in him and thank and praise him for all that he has done, is doing, and will do for us. So we can reflect, we can trust, and also we can act with confidence. If we think about Mary in the story of the Visitation, after she had learned that she would give birth to the Savior, and hearing of Elizabeth also being with child, Mary went in haste through the hill country to see her cousin Elizabeth. Even though she had her previous doubts and questions, she trusted in the Lord, and she acted with confidence because she trusted in God's plan and literally was carrying Jesus with her. And we too as well can recognize that we can act with confidence, because if we seek God's presence in our lives, if we reflect on his presence, we thank and praise him, and we trust him, we can act with great confidence, seeking his will, because we know that Jesus is with us as well. We are temples of the Holy Spirit, and he is with us in the smallest to the biggest details of our lives. So today, we seek our Blessed Mother's intercession. We seek her protection as well, that we would all, in this new year, that we would receive God's abundant blessings as we seek to more readily reflect, trust in the Lord, and act with confidence, because the Lord is with us.